Does the budget deal remove the word sequester from the vocabulary in Washington?
No, it does not. It lessens the impact of the sequester. It allows more flexibility to departments, but it doesn't completely remove the sequester going forward. And so there will be more work to be done. And part of this is we've got to keep the discipline that the sequester brought, which was the requirement that we constantly look for ways to reduce federal spending. So that will remain. I think we've done some good things for the next 2 years in providing some flexibility. But beyond those 2 years, the sequester looms again, which will bring us back to the table with the discipline necessary to continue this glide path towards lower federal spending that we have been on over the last several years.
The defense authorization bill. How much money does that carry for the Boeing people to build airplanes the Air Force doesn't want anymore?
Well, it has some in there. It has a little bit in there that would allow the flexibility for the Air Force to deal with the gap. I mean, what we're always dealing with is a gap. Because the Joint Strike Fighter, the poster child for weapons acquisition gone awry, has gotten so expensive and so behind schedule that our carrier jets have too many empty slots. So there is about $75 million that is in the bill to help fill that gap. I don't think, even buy a Joint Strike Fighter. Maybe it would buy... I don't think it would. I don't think it's enough to even buy one, but it would allow a little extension to fill in that gap. And by the way, the Defense Department is not objecting to this. I think they are always trying to make difficult choices. And I'm convinced at this point that there is a chance that the FAN-18 will continue to be produced longer than many had anticipated, because if you look at the capability of that aircraft, 85% of the capability of the new Joint Strike Fighter, and then you look at the cost of the two, and then you look at our financial situation within the Pentagon, it's not going to surprise me if we go to more of a blend for several years in the future, because it's so much more cost-effective to buy the carrier that is built by the great people in St. Louis. I mean, the jet that's built by the great people in St. Louis.